Rana haya bashiana soyai. Robo boshi ende de beso toro boshi ana haya baso ya. Iende de de besi ana na na shotoro boshi. Rebe shotoro boshi ana na haya baso ya. Ana haya baso ya. Iende de beso toro boshi ana. Robo shi ende de besi kana haya baso toro boshi ana. Iende de de beso toro boshi ende. Ire besi ana haya basho toro boshi ana haya. Da ba 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 shi ende de de beshi ende de 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 beso toro boshi ana haya. Da ba 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 shi ende de besho toro boshi ai. Ay ara basi kere beshi tere beso. Da ba ba shi ende de besho toro boshi ana haya baso ya. Yere besho toro boshi ende de 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 besi ana haya basi ya. Yere besho toro boshi ana na so toro mosaya. Yana na sata ya baso koro boshi ende de besi ya. Da ba sho toro boshi tere besi ana na haya. Robo boshi ende de besho toro boshi tere besa ya. Yoro boshi ana na na haya basho toro boshi ya. Da ba ba basi ende de 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 besho toro boshi ya. Yana na so toro boshi ana haya. Robo shi ende de besi. Yende de besho toro boshi. Yere beshi ende de besi. We lift you up, God. You are the most high God. There's none beside you, God. There's none beside you, God. There's none like you, God. You are a sovereign God. And we lift you up on this morning, God. We enter into your courts with praise, God. We worship you, God, on this morning, Father. Lord, we thank you on this morning, Father. For this is the day, God, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And his mercy endures forever. We thank you, Jesus, the sovereign one, God, the eternal one, Father. Robo
We magnify you, O God. You are Jehovah. You are the I Am God. You are the Mighty One, God. You are our Creator, Father. You are the God of Most High God. You are the God Almighty. God, you are the God Everlasting. You are El Roy, God. You are the one who sees, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty God. We thank you, God, because you're loving, Father. Lord, we thank you, God, because you are a healer. God, we thank you because you are our banner. God, we thank you because you are our peace. God, we thank you because you are our righteousness. God, we thank you because you are the Lord that sanctifies, God. You are the Lord of hosts, God. You are our shepherd, God. You are the one that is there, God. You are the one that sits high, God. You are the Most High, God. You are Abba, Father. God, you are our Redeemer. God, you are the Holy One, God. You are the King of Glory, God. You are the Lord of Lords, God. You are our Deliverer, God. You are our Refuge, God. You are our Fortress, God. You are our Shield, God. You are the Ancient of Days, God. You are our Father, God. Our Heavenly Father, God. You are Jesus, God. You are the one that saved us. You are the Son of God. You are the Word, God. You are the Lamb of God. You are the light of the world, Father. You are Alpha and Omega. You are King of Kings, God. You are the Lord of Lords, God. You are the Prince of Peace, God. You are our wonderful Counselor, God. You are our mighty God, and we worship you, God. There's none like you, Lord. So we come, God, with a heart full of gratitude, God. Just because of who you are, if you did nothing else for us, God, we worship you. We thank you. We lift you up, God. We set you on high, God. We set you on high, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you a sacrifice of thanksgiving on this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God. We proclaim your name in all the earth, God. In the name of Jesus, no matter the circumstance, God, we thank you, Jesus, on this morning. Morning, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Morning. God, we give you the first fruit of our lips, God. We give you the first fruit of our praise, Jesus. No matter the circumstance, God, we lift you up on this morning, Father. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We praise your name, God. We obey the word, God. We trust in you, God, no matter the circumstance, we trust in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, God. We confess with our lips, God, that you are the greatest, God. Lord, we offer a thanksgiving of praise, God. We offer a thanksgiving of praise on this morning. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name, God. We love you on this morning, God. You are sweet Jesus. The Bible is full of people in real situations that chose gratitude and trust, even when life was heavy. Even David, he praised God in the wilderness. David wrote songs of praise while he was hiding, being hunted, and uncertain about his future. Even Hannah, she thanked God in faith after prayer before she ever held Samuel. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Even Jesus, he gave thanks for the 5 loaves and the 2 fish before he multiplied them. Paul and Silas, beaten in chains, they sang hymns. Their praise led to their freedom for themselves and for others. Gratitude and suffering can break the chains that are seen and unseen. So that's why we must push into prayer. We must push into worship. We must push into our praise. We cannot allow the enemy to close our mouth, no matter the circumstance, no matter what it looks like. We have faith. We go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And so we apply pressure with our praise. As you clap your hands, as you stomp your feet, if you can't get out the bed, walk the floor, clap your hands, stomp your feet, open your mouth, yes, and give God praise on this morning. It doesn't matter the circumstance. We believe. We believe. We believe the word of God. His word is true. His word is eternal. His word is everlasting. He who started a good thing will see it through until the end. In the name of Jesus, gratitude does not mean that we will never experience pain, but it does mean no matter what, we will trust God and we will thank him in the midst of it, just as Job did, in the name of Jesus. So come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you on this morning for everything, God, that you have done, God. Lord, we apply faith, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the breath that's in our lungs, God. We thank you for the seen blessings and the ones that we don't even realize that's on the brink, Father, in the name of Jesus. But we go and we say thank you, God, because we know it's coming, God. We know the breakthrough is coming, God. We know the healing is coming, God. You know the deliverance, God, is already taking place, God, as we worship you, Father, as we serve you, God, as we walk with you, God, as we obey, Father, Lord, that every door, God, that you close, God, will remain closed, God, every path, God, that is off, God, that you will redirect now in the name of Jesus, even in the seasons that stretch us, God. You are always present. You are always a present help in a time of storm, Father. And we acknowledge you on this morning, Father. We acknowledge your sovereignty, God. We acknowledge your omnipotence, God. You are Yahweh, God. You are everywhere. You are the breath that we breathe, Father. In the name of Jesus, even when we didn't understand, God, you were working on our behalf, God. You were moving on our behalf, Father. In the name of Jesus, even in seasons, God, that it looked like we were low. It looked like we were downtrodden. It may have looked like the enemy was willing, but we are victorious people, God. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus, declare that over your life. You have the victory. We have the victory. Say, I have the victory. In the name of Jesus. No matter what it looks like, believe and trust, God, that you have the victory on this morning. God, we thank you. You are a God that forgives, God. You are a God that heals, God. Lord, we thank you for restoration, Father. We thank you for rejuvenation, Father. We thank you, God, for being our Redeemer. Father, teach our hearts, God, to remain thankful in every circumstance, Father. We build the altar, God, of gratitude within our hearts, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, your word says, God, Lord, that if we continue to follow you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will order our steps, Father. In the name of Jesus, Roboshia Nahaya Basoya, Yerebeshia Nahaya, may gratitude rise from our souls on this morning, not just when we are in times of abundance, but, Father, when we are in times of waiting, Father, when we are in times of grief, when we are in times of sorrow, God, let us never forget who you are, God, in our lives, who you have been. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for stretching us in our our faith, God. We thank you for stretching us in our worship, God. We thank you for stretching us in our praise on this morning. Father, we honor your name, God. In the name of Jesus, we wake up this morning and we thank you and we magnify you, Father. In the name of Jesus, your word says, God, that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, Father. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that you have bestowed upon your people, God, that you have bestowed upon St. Miami, that you have bestowed upon every ministry, God, that is represented on this line, Father. In the name of Jesus, your word says, God, the Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy with song, and I praise him, Father. On this morning, God, we allow our hearts, God, to feel again, God. Give us our sensitivity back in the realms of the spirit. Father, give us a heart of flesh, God. We ask for it on this morning. Every place, God, that may be dull and numb, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you will restore the sensitivity of the heart of your people, God, so that we are able, Father, to have joy, Father, to sing songs of praises to you, God, not begrudgingly, Father, Lord, but willingly, God, out of our love and adoration for you on this morning. Father, touch every heart, God. Heal every place, God. Mend every broken heart on this morning. Your word says, God, that you are near to the brokenhearted, God, those that are contrite in spirit, Father. Lord, you are near, Father, and we acknowledge that in this moment, Father, your nearness, Father, the way your presence dwells, Father, with us, Father, in the name of Jesus, our hearts, God, leap for joy, God, because we love you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that as we go about our day, God, that we don't casually think of you, God, but when we think of you, it's with a heart of gratitude, Father. It's a heart of gratitude, Father, that will cause us to obey your word, God, that will cause us to seek your face, Father, the posture of our hearts, God. Lord, I pray, God, that you will bring it into alignment now, Father. Lord, that you will correct every crooked posture, God, every hidden place in our hearts that will try to resist you, Father, on this morning, Father, Lord, that you will reveal, Father, and we repent, Father, now in the name of Jesus. God, we say, have your way, God, in our hearts, God. Have your way, Father, in our minds, Father. Have your way in our lives, God. We say, do with it what you would like to do, Father. Every place of stubbornness, every place of rebellion, every place, God, that we may not see, God, every blind spot be revealed now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we search our hearts on this morning, we ask you, God, to come in, God, to breathe upon us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to root out, God, every area, Father, every spirit that even may try to hide, that has entered through hurt, God, that's entered through pain, Father, Lord, that you will reveal now in the name of Jesus those areas, God, of our hearts, God, that need tending to, Father. And we ask this morning for a heart of flesh, God. We ask for your wisdom, Father, on this morning. We ask for more of your spirit, Father, if you would just blow on your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we superimpose, God, the blood of Jesus, Father, over every area of our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, for you died on Calvary's cross, Father, so that we would be righteous, God, because you are righteous, Father. Father, we are holy, God, because you are holy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare, God, that we will walk in righteousness, Father, that we will walk in holiness, Father, Lord, that we will walk in your obedience, Father, Lord, that we would give way to the process of sanctification, Father, Lord, that we would give way to the process of purification, Father, in the name of Jesus. Awaken every intercessor, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this hour, God. Let your remnant rise, Father, in this season, Father. Strengthen your people, God, on this morning. Those who may feel weak, God, in their bodies, weak in their spirits, God, would you strengthen them now in the name of Jesus? God, make every crooked place straight. Father, on this morning, Lord, and we thank you, God, for every victory that was already won at Calvary, God, in the name of Jesus. We don't take light the work, God, that you did at Calvary, God, for our sins, Father, in the name of Jesus, and this is the reason why we worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus, restore, God, heal, God, continue to be a place of refuge, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you are our strong tower. We run in and we are safe unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. There is nothing, God, that is too big for you, Father. There is nothing, God, no sickness, no disease, Father, that you cannot heal, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. There is nothing that you cannot deliver us from, Father, in the name of Jesus. And that's why we are safe in you, God. God, you're so faithful, God. You're so merciful, God. You are good, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we do not have to be anxious about anything. Father, your word says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, God, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, Father. With thanksgiving, God, we thank you, we praise you, we lift you up, and we make our requests known to you right now. If there's anything that you all need to, that needs to be put before the Lord on this morning, I encourage you, Father, to just do it. Be obedient to those things that God is showing you. Repent, renounce, do whatever it is that you feel led to do in this moment, but definitely be obedient in the name of Jesus. Put your request before the Lord and thank him in advance for giving you the victory, as long as it's in his will. In the name of Jesus, we pray his will. In the name of Jesus, Roboshia Nahaya Basoto Roboshia, Roboshia Nahaya Basoya. Let everything, whatever you do, whether it's in word and deed, we do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God our Father through him. In the name of Jesus, we thank you on this morning, Father. We thank you, Father, for every person, God, that was able to get up and get on this line, Father, to pray and seek your face, God, to hear your voice, God. We ask for wisdom, Father, for you to come in as a counselor, God, as a comforter, Father, as the spirit of truth, God, to tear down every lie, Father. Lord, because you are God and you have left us the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that is within us, Father. And so, God, we yield this morning our vessels. We decrease, God, that you may increase within us on this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, we decrease on this morning that you may increase, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, any blockages in the mind, any thought patterns, God, redirect them now, Father. We cast them down, every thought that would try to exalt itself against the knowledge and the truth of God. We cast down in the name of Jesus. Father, let your truth rise, God, in the name of Jesus. That's why it's important that we put on the whole armor of God, not one part missing, because every part is essential in the name of Jesus. Roboshia, Roboshia Nahaya Basia Nahaya Basoya, Rebebe Soto Roboshia Nahaya Baso, Rebeshita Rebesia Nahaya Basoya. Father, Rebbe Shia Nahaya, we thank you, Rebbe Shotorobosi and Rebbe Sa, Rabashi and Rebbe So, we thank you, God, Rebbe Shia Nahaya, Basotoroboshi and Nahaya, Rebbe Shia Nahaya, Basoya, Robobobosi and Nahaya, Baso, Rebbe Shia and Rebbe Sita, Rebbe Sotorobosaya, Rabababa Shotoroboshi and Nahaya, Basoya. The belt of truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, we put on the belt of truth, God, having girded up our waist, God, with truth, in the name of Jesus, everything together, your word, your honesty and integrity, Father, Lord, we put on the breastplate of righteousness, Father, in the name of Jesus, this protects the heart, Father, we put on the shoes of the gospel of peace, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for stability and readiness, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the shield of faith, we put on the shield of faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, faith blocks out fear, faith blocks out doubt, faith blocks out lies and attacks of the enemy, and it extinguishes the fiery darts. We put on this morning the helmet of salvation, Father. This protects the mind, God. It helps to remind us that we are saved. We walk in the salvation of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we take up the sword of the Spirit, God, which is the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we dress ourselves daily in the armor of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for this time, God, that you have allowed us to spend in your presence, God, shifting our hearts to a place of gratitude, of thanksgiving, Father, acknowledging you in the totality of who you are, Father, not just who you are to us, but just who you are in the earth, Father. Thank you, Jesus. If there's any prophets, apostles on the line, or anyone who has a word that they would like to share or heard anything during prayer, you can come forth now.
Good morning. This is Apostle Fash. As you were praying, Prophet Shan, I began to see in the spirit that some people were being resuscitated and others were being pushed forward. And as I saw it, it came like as a form of like fire and wind, fire to bring revival. I heard the Lord say, and the wind to push those who are ready to move forward. So I just want to encourage us all that as we continue to align, that we continue to come into agreement with God, with our full mind, body, spirit, so we can become fully one with Christ. And I heard the Lord say that seasons of heaviness are coming to an end. He said seasons of heaviness are coming to an end, but he also said that we have to allow him to lift it. So no longer shall we carry the things that he's trying to remove. And that's the word of the Lord. Thank you for leading the charge, Prophet.
Thank you. We receive that word in the name of Jesus. Seasons of heaviness is coming to end, but we have to allow the Lord to lift it. We have to allow the Lord to lift it. So we surrender ourselves on this morning. We surrender, God, and we say, God, have your way, Father. Lift every heavy burden, Father, every weight, God, that would try to sit upon your people, Father. Lord, we surrender it to you now. We don't hold on to it any longer, God, but we say, you have it, you take it. It is not our burden to carry, God. We yield it over to you, God, for your yoke is light, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And so we surrender. We take this moment, God, to just surrender. Thank you, God. Will there be another one? Does anyone else have a word?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. This is AP Ava on today. I wanted to come and just endorse what Apostle Vash was saying on this morning, you know, Prophet Shan, yesterday the Lord had begun to decree through us the wind of God, that it was blowing, and it is still blowing. As you were praying on this morning, I could feel the buildup of the wind. As you continue to press into prayer, I could feel the wind of God. Even in my, I was in my house, and I could feel the wind of God, like, picking up. I know many of us, you know, we've been having some windy days here in Miami, and you know when the wind begins to pick up, you know, the leaves begin to blow. Even sometimes you feel the pressure of the wind that's beating on your home. And when it's simply just air moving from one place to another, but it does that because the atmosphere is trying to balance itself. And so as you were praying, there's a couple of reasons why we have wind. One of the reasons we have wind is because heat is rising. But another reason why we have wind is because pressure begins to shift things. And then the last thing is air moves to restore balance. And so I was feeling all of those things while you were praying, but what I was feeling the most was the pressure that was shifting us. And in the scriptures, you know, wind, the word in Hebrew is ruach, the ruach of God, the wind of God, the spirit of God, right? And then I believe in the Greek it's pneuma for wind, and it explains the spirit. Because wind is invisible, like the spirit is invisible, but it's also powerful. And you can see the effects of wind. You can feel the effects of wind. You may can't see the wind, but you can feel its effects. And as we were praying, the wind of God began, the pressure of people pressing into prayer on this morning began to shift things. And so I just wanted to confirm that the reason why we are seeing the heaviness shift is because we are pressing into prayer. Now, we are 20-some days in. Hey, Mandoria, Kaparia, Nanamansaya. We are 20-some days into 60 for 60. And, you know, there's a sweet spot. I talked about this, like, maybe a week or so ago. You know, you get in that sweet spot of prayer, and everybody's so thankful just to be praying together, and it's so beautiful. But then you hit a peak where the enemy starts to resist you, and he starts saying, that's cute. They were praying 5 days. Oh, that's cute. They were praying 10 days. But then when the people don't stop, when the people don't stop praying and they keep pressing in and they keep getting in on five and they keep getting on 12 and they keep pressing in the evening, there's a pressure that begins to pick up. And so then it's no more the resistance that keeps you pressing in. It's the wind that begins to, the pressure of the wind, it begins to pick up and it begins to shift things. And so I just wanted to come on and say the reason why the heaviness is moving is because you all are putting such a pressure that it is causing the wind to gain strength. Hallelujah. And it is moving and it is shifting things. So I just want to just encourage you all that do not ever think that your prayers are in vain. You keep pressing into prayer. You keep pressing into worship. Even when you feel resistance, push back. Do not allow the enemy to intimidate you with his schemes and with his ploys. You push back in prayer. And so that's the word of the Lord. I wanted to confirm the word of the Lord that came forth from the mouth of the apostle. But I also wanted to encourage you all to continue to press in, because that pressure is shifting things.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, apostle. Is there anyone else? You can come forth now.
Grace and peace. This is PIT Cameron. I just want to confirm, just as Apostle Fash and AP Ava has spoken just about the wind, I began to feel my ears like almost stop up, like when you have that pressure when you're on an airplane. And I started to, it's almost like it was becoming like it was hard to hear. here, but I began to pray and press in even the more. And as we ascended higher, my ears began to pop. And it was almost like I heard thousands of voices at the same time, us pressing forward. And I can hear the whistling of the wind. And I just want to confirm and reinforce yet again that our prayers are pushing through. Our prayers are causing pressure to thrust us forward. And it's just like when you are on an airplane, and when you're praying, and not praying, but when you're riding on the airplane and you get into this space of the jet stream where it takes you quicker to your destination than the time estimated. And so what I heard was our prayers are pressing us forward into a time that is faster than the destination the time that was already set. Our prayers are thrusting us forward quicker and accelerating us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Accelerating us in time because we are pressing past the resistance. We are pushing past the opposition in our prayers. So I'm just excited and so moved by this 60 for 60 initiative.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, PIT. Kim, is there anyone else that would come forth at this time, please?
Good morning. It's Prophet DeMarcus here. As you were praying, Prophet Shane, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that there is a frequency shift that is happening in the realm of the Spirit. And what once required strain will now respond to alignment. And the Lord says that He is turning our ear and our environment and our associations, and the old noise is losing access, and clarity is becoming our new normal, says the Lord. And He says that we're moving from survival mode to a signal mode where we don't have to fight for what is already assigned to us. And the Lord says that this shift may feel like separation, it could feel like silence, or it could feel like a sudden discomfort, but it's a divine recalibration. It's not a loss, says the Lord. And the Lord says that He is adjusting our spiritual, bandwidth, so we carry heavier glory with less interference. So I charge us to stay yielded, as Apostle Ava gave us. Stay yielded. Don't be so busy that it distracts your discernment. Stay discerning, not reactive. The new frequency responds to faith. It responds to obedience, and it responds to the purity of heart, not performance. The Lord says that we're not being rejected. We are being returned. We're being realigned back to where we're supposed to be. And this is the word of the Lord. There's a new frequency shift.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophet DeMarcus. Anyone else, please come forward at this time. If you have a word, if you heard anything, saw anything, and you want to share it, please come forth at this time. All right. If all hearts and minds are clear, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back on today, same number at 12 noon. Please join us again. Thank you. Grace and peace.
Before we go,
grace and peace.
Before we go, I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that 60 for 60 is now available on the website, the recording. So you can go to www.saintmiami.com to retrieve the recordings. I want to make sure that I have the correct instructions for that. Just give me one moment. So, yes, if you go visit saintmiami.com and you click for more, and then you click 60 for 60, you'll have the recording available to you there. Okay, more grace. I love you all.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.